At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, where we will be here in August for Football Festival. And joining us right now, as he will represent UVA for the third year in a row, from Who's Talking, it's Frank Maloney.
Good to be here, Adam.
Yeah, so you got me excited to start with UVA football, all right?
Yes.
Give us your thoughts for the upcoming season.
Well, the expectation based upon the 30 new acquirees from the transfer portal and the 19 kids from high school is that with this makeover of the roster, the team on paper is a better team. Deeper offensive line, deeper defensive line, far more defensive backs. They finally got the memo that you just can't play with five guys. You need 10. They get hurt. They get beat up. I do like Chandler Morris, the expected starting quarterback. He grew up in Texas. He played at Oklahoma, TCU, and then at North Texas before Virginia.
And at North Texas last year, he was, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the Sun Belt.
Well, and one of the better quarterbacks statistically in the nation.
Yeah.
You know, 3,000-some-odd yards, 30-some touchdowns, and a guy that can hurt you in the air, but also can escape when he has to. He's not looking to run unless a team just drops everyone back.
But he does have some dual threat, you know, abilities for sure. I think the biggest reason for optimism is the weakness of the schedule, right?
That helps, but it also is going to be drastically different than the past. Virginia got some really rugged scheduling in recent years, and I mean, you know, at Clemson, at Notre Dame, you know, when you have to go in and play top 10 teams on their field, it feels a little bit like, hey, we're the homecoming opponent, you know.
Yeah, but with the end of last, we talked about the commitment to football and the anonymous donation that was going to certainly help them take a step forward in NIL. Are you saying that you're confident that the talent level of the roster has taken a big step forward, where we're not talking about 3-5 in the ACC, but we're talking about maybe 500 or above,
or at least 4-4.
Yeah,
I think this team, the expectation is 7 or 8 wins. This is a big deal to this coaching staff. Let's face it, for Tony Elliott, Dez Kitchens, John Rudzinski, Terry Heffernan, Chris Slade, all the rest of them, they've been there. This is their fourth year. The expectation is, don't surprise us with weaknesses in any area. Come out and be competent in all phases of the game. Where I think Virginia fans and ACC fans are going to be impressed is that both the offensive line and the D line are not only going to be pretty good, but they're going to be deep.
And that was the issue, I thought, in the trenches. Since Tony Elliott got here, he said he wanted to be able to establish the run, and they just haven't been able to do that consistently.
Listen, you can't come from a place like Clemson, okay, which is getting the top linemen in the country year in, year out, where it's almost taken for granted. You know, they're not Alabama, but they're close.
Yeah.
They're not Georgia, but they're close. And you know what? I'm going to give you a shocker right now. Starting the season this year, you watch Clemson will beat Texas. Mark it on your calendar. It's an opening game of the season.
I've heard Clemson's national championship level good this year.
And they may not have two losses on their schedule.
He's done it the right way.
Yes.
Right? The head coach has done it the right way. And look, they've got exciting, talented players that are taking a step forward this season. So I do think they're the team to beat in the ACC.
Yes.
So baseball, all right? The big news.
Chris Pollard.
Chris Pollard comes to town here.
Yeah. You know, when was the last time an ACC school picked up one of the better coaches in conference the way Virginia did? And as startling as it was that Virginia lost Brian O'Connor, okay, and we're not going to go into all that because that's 30 minutes, but I'll tell you, getting Chris Pollard as quickly as they did is a positive sign. Pollard is a veteran coach.
How do you think they lured him away from Duke to UVA?
It's very simple. Historically, Virginia has been a powerhouse baseball program for 20 years. Number two.
But that's because of Brian O'Connor.
And outstanding facilities and an alumni group of baseball players that I think Virginia now has, what, 50 guys that have played Major League Baseball? So if you go looking around Major League Baseball, you're finding these guys. Teal finally got into a game the other night for Chicago White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
What you're seeing are Wahoos. Andrew Abbott for the Reds. Stop it. He's killing it. Griff O'Farrell's going to get called up
yeah,
this year.
Yeah,
up there by the Orioles. You watch him at shortstop or second base or wherever they play him. I'm very proud of the fact that they got a high-quality, highly respected coach in Chris Pollard.
Do you want to touch on how the House settlement will affect UVA athletics?
Well,
I know that's another topic for 30 minutes, probably.
This is a deeper issue, and I'd like to dig into that one day when we have more time. But I will tell you, I think this settlement, all it does is pose more questions than ever. Trust, antitrust exemption. Title IX is a train wreck now. Are the non-revenue sports at risk of all being eliminated?
Right.
I think you could go on and on. So our team's going to be doing other things in a sneaky fashion besides paying the $20.5 million to
right.
the players?
I just LSU, there's no way you're going to stop LSU from spending more than $20 million.
Or Alabama.
Right.
Or Florida or Georgia.
Even Kentucky, Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Right? I mean, they're all going to spend all that money.
And Mississippi State.
Yeah.
You know, if you could pay a coach double what he was getting paid, and Brian O'Connor was a top 10 paid coach in the nation, and you're going to double his salary? Hello. If that isn't waving the red flag, like, whoa, what is going on? So
let's close out our UVA athletics segment with Frank Maloney from Who's Talking, which you can hear Mondays on 910 The Fan, with a little UVA basketball. And it was announced that UVA against Maryland would return Saturday, December 20th at JPJ.
I like that.
I love that.
Is that a 6 o'clock game?
I'm not sure, but I do know that Buzz Williams has struggled at JPJ in the past.
I think it is an exciting game. I'm glad to see Maryland back on the schedule. Very intense rivalry over the years. I don't want this segment to end without bringing up all the female and male swimmers for UVA are doing so well in these end-of-season meets that are just it's outrageous what these people are doing. I mean, Gretchen Walsh and her sister Alex, they're creating records that may stand forever. I mean, Kate Douglas, a former Virginia swimmer, is still putting up incredible times. I'm just stunned at how well they've done. And by the way, as of like 20 minutes ago, Denny McCarthy was +4 at Oakmont in the U.S. Open. And Ben James looks like he's going to make the cut at +6. And that would be fantastic.
Frank Maloney from Who's Talking with us here in the Hadid Mercer rug cleaning hot seat. So we touched on most things UVA. Yep. Now we transition to a UVA alum who's trying to win the NBA championship for the second time as a coach, and that is Rick Carlisle, who did it with the Dallas Mavericks. And he took down LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. And now it's a different big three. It's Jalen Williams, SGA, and Chet Holmgren. We'll give you our thoughts on Game 4 when we return here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition, talking all things NBA Finals with Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. Frank, at the game tonight in Indiana, they will serve for $16.99 the Indiana Porkster. It is a crispy pork tenderloin, beer-roasted bratwurst, thick-cut bacon, bacon onion jam on a whole-grain mustard Indiana-branded bun. How insane does that look right there?
Man, that's a heart attack waiting to happen.
I know, right? You can't do it like they do it in the Midwest there.
That would kill two people in the East, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Pacers, Thunder, we've talked about this earlier today. Teams that go up 2-1, 80% of the time win the NBA Finals. So the trend is in the Pacers' favor. But this is a Thunder team that won 68 regular season games and has the league MVP. What do you think the Pacers need to do tonight?
So they neutralize SGA. That was a big deal in the last game. He also had six turnovers, which meant the swarm nature of the defense. And, you know, they were sending new, fresh bodies on him.
And you know what? They were live ball turnovers where, like, Halliburton jumped it and went the other way for a layup. So live ball turnovers, I feel like, are way, you know, more.
Well, McConnell stole three inbounds passes.
Right. I mean, the end one was crazy when he just jumped up and caught it.
Well, you know what? You know what? You got to give that guy some kind of award. I've never seen a guy do that in one game.
Right.
But let's face it, something's got to give tonight. Indianapolis has not lost a game four so far in the playoffs. in any, against any opponent.
And the Thunder haven't lost back-to-back, right?
Thunder never loses back-to-back. So something's got to give. I think the key here is, can Tyrese Haliburton handle the pressure of, you know, the Thunder sending people at him this time?
Yeah.
And can he avoid taking bad shots and finding open men? Can they get the ball to Pascal more? I don't think the other team can guard that guy.
No, and Siakam's got to be stronger down low also. Yep. A few times I felt like he's been looking for a foul where it's like you're in the paint and you're a foot taller than the opponent. Just finish it down low. But the field goal shooting has been, I think, a big factor of this game, this series. The Thunder have not been able to really consistently shoot over 50% from the field.
And that's because Rick Carlisle has a lot of players that are long, lean, and close out on the arc.
Yeah.
So guys think they're open for a second, and then they're not. And then they're in a panic because they've already started the shooting motion, and that'll cause you to miss.
The one thing that I'm worried about with the Pacers is they've been so inconsistent in these finals. They won game one because they won the fourth quarter. They won game three because they won the second quarter and the fourth quarter.
Yep.
They need to win a full game, especially at home.
I don't know that that's possible against a team as good as the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I think you make a valid point. I just think for these guys, the trick is to keep it close all the way and then
hit some threes.
And then let Haliburton do his thing in the fourth.
Yeah.
He's perfectly capable of hitting two huge shots. And this guy, I can never pronounce his name, Mathurin?
Oh, Benedict Mathurin, yeah, from Arizona.
Listen, that guy is a player. They're not. Nobody's giving him enough TLC on the air or in print or anywhere else.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I was losing my mind. First off, I don't like the ESPN coverage of the NBA Finals. I usually love Scott Van Pelt. I couldn't understand why he had Benedict Mathurin next to him, and he was asking him about everybody else but him.
Right.
That's the dude that won the game for them.
Isn't that weird?
It was weird.
I think sometimes he's really on, and then sometimes when SVP is off, you're like, I didn't take the meds tonight.
I'll tell you, it's one of the hardest jobs in sports to go live
job.
After a game. And he even said in game one, he had 3 pages of notes on the Thunder.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden he's sitting next to Haliburton.
Yes.
Because the Pacers won.
Yes.
So it's a hard job. But I didn't like the interview with Mathurin. I think you got to give him
yes.
more credit. So I said earlier, game four will be decided by who wins down low between Turner and Chet Holmgren.
Okay. Well, I think that opens it up for Siakam and the others, Turner and everybody else, because if the other players collectively do their thing, and that has been the Pacers' DNA all year, it's not the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th player. It's the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th guy that hurts the other team.
Yeah, SGA, like you said, they limited him to 24 points, which
was
12 below his average.
That's a big deal.
I mean, I talked about it. If he gets his average, the Thunder win.
Yes.
They lost by 9. He
yep.
was 12 below his average.
Yes.
But you pointed out the 6 turnovers was huge. I think that's going to be a difference here in game 4. If SGA is much better with the rock, I think the Thunder can really steal this game here.
And for that matter, the Pacers cannot be careless tonight. This is a game where they need to value their possessions, move the ball smartly, take what the defense gives them early, get settled into the game, play tough defense on everyone, including SGA. I think this game is there. The home crowd is a huge advantage.
Yeah, that's why I'm picking the Pacers. But the Thunder, mm-hmm. throughout this season, when they've had their backs against the wall, that's when they've played their best. They had to come from behind to beat the Denver Nuggets, you know, an NBA champion with Nikola Jokic. And
yep.
so they felt the adversity before. Their backs are against the wall tonight.
And
they can't win this series after a game 4 loss.
And the problem is, for the Thunder is they're going up against a coach that has done it at several levels.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, he's done it as a coach. He's going to do it again, I think, in this series, this time with this team. And let's face it, I think the Pacers are deeper. Everybody talked about the Thunder being deep.
Yeah.
But when I'm watching the second string on the floor for the Pacers, they're not giving anything. They're taking.
Yeah, and the other thing is, oh, my goodness, I had all these NBA insiders telling me about the Dort chamber, the
yeah.
Dortch chamber, that Lu Dort is the best defensive player. He's been pretty good offensively, but the Pacers have been scoring the ball. Like, we heard about how much this Thunder defense swarms
yep.
opponents. To me, they've been just fouling a lot.
Yes, and they're not going to get They should not get any favorable calls in the game tonight. What is it? Tip off at 8:30
ABC.
So
Friday night.
So this is a big. This is like the Friday night fights, right?
Yeah.
Every rebound will be a war. Every loose ball will be a war. This sets up to be a fantastic NBA playoff game.
Yeah, I think it's like a race to 115. That's what I'm looking at tonight. When the Thunder won, they scored 123. The Pacers won with 111 and with 116. Feels like a race to 115, and I'm going with the home team. Are you with me?
I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. This just sets up to be exactly what, you know, the network wants and what the NBA wants. They want people arguing both sides, right? And Vegas picked the Thunder to win. They still have the Thunder favored tonight. I'm not a gambler, but you know what? If you had a few bills and you could spare it, this might be a good game to bet on the Pacers.
That's Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, new rule on Fridays, we roll. Broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. And come early, stay late for their summer hours here Thursday and Friday throughout the rest of the summer at River City Roll. Open as early as 12 noon, so you can come on bowl during your lunch break, hang out during the patio, and have some great food here at River City Roll, which will also, once again, be the home for AWOD's Football Festival. Football Fest 3, primetime, this August 16th, a Saturday, here at River City Roll in Scott's Edition, with special guests, music, a DJ set, prizes, giveaways, and a full football season preview show. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Let's do a Commander's Corner here on AWOD Radio. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. And we got a tweet that I wanted to bring up right now from Crank Dad, who's listening while probably driving around here in Richmond, Virginia. The question of the day was, who's the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels? He says, AWOD, I know who's the least important player on the team. That's Tress Way. I love you, Tress Way, but I need to add up the amount of times he actually punted last season. That is 100% not talked about enough. I love that tweet there, and I actually did a little research, Stub, because he's so right. Punts per game last season. The Cleveland Browns punted more than five times a game. The Chicago Bears 4.8. Giants 4.5. At the bottom of the list, tied with the Detroit Lions, the Washington Commanders punted 2.6 times per game. And in the last three games, less than one punt per game. So you look at Tress Way. Now, I did a little research on all time, the least amount of punts in a season. In like the 1930s, they were only punting like 18 to 20 times a year. So you can't really compare what Tress Way did last season historically. But it is pretty incredible. He had 50 punts for Tress Way. That's it. 50 punts. 50. I mean, it's like crazy when you think about that. Like, that's nothing in the National Football League. So Tress Way, 50 punts last year. That was 27th in the National Football League. It started week one. He had three punts. The offense wasn't good enough on third down. And then the offense was perfect. Week two, he didn't punt at all because we beat the New York Giants with seven field goals. Yeah, we sent the kicker out there instead of Tress Way. And then followed it up with another incredible offensive performance against the Bengals in which he did not punt. And then for, I think it was the first three quarters against the Cardinals, he did not punt. And that's when the Commanders set the record there of three, what was it, like 10 straight quarters without a punt. So you look back last season, the first four games of the season, he had four punts. First four games of the season, he had four punts. Against Cleveland, we blew them out, so he didn't really care. He punted four times, three times against Baltimore in that loss. And then the Carolina Panthers, which was probably the most dominant win of the season, which is crazy to think because Jaden only played the first drive. Mariota came in, led the team to a 40-7 victory, and Tress Way punted one time. During the losing streak, he had about six punts a game and then got right back to his one punt per game average as the team beat the Tennessee Titans, beat the brakes off them 42 19, and into the postseason. One punt against the Detroit Lions, one punt against the Philadelphia Eagles. Our listener's absolutely right. It's not talked about enough how little the Commanders needed to use Tressway. And oh yeah, even though he only punted one time against the Eagles, he completed a 30-yard pass to Ben Sennett. So he made sure to make his impact felt other than just punting the football. He's entertaining as hell. I mean, he's got his own trivia game that he's come out with. He has his own, like, board game as well. He's one of the leaders of the locker room at 35 years old. He walks in there, and people love him. Of course, there was the issue last year, people try to make it an issue. He just gave away his jersey to Jaden Daniels, who had never played one snap in the NFL, even though Tressway had played thousands. He said, fine, you can have it. You're going to be the new leader of this franchise. I'll take number 10 and set a franchise record with only 50 punts in a season. So the question today on the Richmond Commander, the most important commander not named Jaden Daniels, the least important? Yeah. Tressway, and hopefully that continues. He is a great punter, and especially when it feels like you need to rely on him to pooch punt it and leave a team inside of the 20. But I don't want that to happen. That's why I said earlier, when the team gets above the 50-yard line into the opponent's field, I want to send out kicker Matt Gay, or I want to push it to the red zone and then get all the way into the end zone for 6 points. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I've been thinking about the year two players who need to have the bigger leap. There's Brandon Coleman, Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett, and Johnny Newton. Those are the four that I point to. Mikey Sandersdale's on there, but I assume he's going to take a leap because he was probably our best rookie, not named Jaden Daniels, last year. But between Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sennett, who becomes more impactful this season? I'm starting to believe it's going to be Ben Sennett, especially after Dan Quinn had this to say about his young tight end. Let's take a listen to the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, talking about tight end Ben Sennett.
A Marcus. But you know who also is? It's Percy. I see it in some of the second-year players, you know, that we were talking about yesterday. I felt it in Jordan McGee in terms of the way that he's put in so much work. Ben Sennett is one I thought, like, had just a fantastic offseason. And I'm seeing that come to fruition in this, you know, time frame that he's been going. So seeing different guys into different spaces, it's been good. But there's quite a few, actually, that and it's not all in the same way. Like, sometimes it might be out on the field. Somebody else might be in the meeting room. Somebody else might be down in the weight room and with the guys in their training. So different voices. And some new players that's made an impact on me, Dietrich Wise and Jonathan Jones, just such a good standard about how they do things. So it's cool, you know, to find different guys.
I like that answer from Dan Quinn. And you know, to be honest with you, some of the things that we heard about Ben Sennett would held him back year one was kind of a maturity thing that several insiders pointed to. You know, it gets so tough for some of these rookies when they're not on the field to stay locked in on the practice field, to stay locked in on walkthroughs and on game day throughout the season. Some of the insiders felt like on tape they thought maybe Ben Sennett wasn't giving it all out on some of the running plays in which he was asked to be a blocker, and that's why I think we saw more Bates being a consistent second tight end last season, and you didn't see Sennett, who had a nice, you know, catch and run in preseason and had a nice play early in the season. You didn't see him get the opportunities we hoped he would get later in the season because maybe he didn't have the consistency or the maturity. It's tough for a young football player, so good to hear from Dan Quinn talking about Ben Sennett taking a big leap in his second offseason here in the National Football League. We close out the show with Game Day, highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night, coming up next on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. AUDACY. That's AUDACY. Search AWOD Radio. You can check out the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio, available for you on your ride home. Running the three-man weave all summer long. Stub on the ones and twos with our intern, Biff, a Richmond native who's at High Point joining us for the summer. I wanted to close out the show with game day and highlight the biggest sporting event of the weekend, as always. But there's an interesting Netflix story that I want to squeeze in right here, Stub. Can we do the Netflix sounder?
Yes, we can.
I love that.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
All right, Biff, I'm gonna let you in on a bit of a secret here. I used to be a loser. I used to really struggle with picking up women. It used to be a big part of the show. AWOD strikes out again. AWOD left on second base. AWOD runner stranded on third. I mean, over and over again, it used to be stories of me going out in Arlington on the Junkies or on this show, going out in Scott's Edition and striking out left and right. I mean, my goodness, my batting average at the plate was like Stubbs' boy from the Orioles last year, Holiday, when he couldn't hit anything. I was that bad. But somehow, I met a girl in October 2023. She became my girlfriend. 2024, the year of the girlfriend. I've kept it alive, and this weekend we're going to her sister's wedding. But Biff, I told this story. On our third date, and Stub knows this, I made my girlfriend watch The Big Lebowski with me. It's right. One of my favorite movies of all time. I love everything about the Big Lebowski, the dude, the bowling aspect of it. It's one of my favorite movies. Stub, a few dates later, I suggested Spaceballs, right? The Schwartz be with you. She didn't even make it 15 minutes in, all right? She hated the movie. But
she
Spaceballs is coming
movie.
Back, whether she likes it or not. Spaceballs 2 with Mel Brooks bringing back the movie. Does this get you excited, Stub?
Dude, I remember being, I don't know, 6, 7 years old and thinking someone saying comb the desert and then bringing out a comically large comb was the funniest joke I'd ever seen in my life. I grew up on this movie. I really hope. I mean, we got the same team coming back, so I'm hopeful.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a ton of fun. Instead of Yoda, they have yogurt, right? And may the Schwartz be with you. That was one of my favorite things growing up, watching that movie and over again. So I thought the announcement for Spaceballs 2 deserved, you know, its own mention on the show today. Stub, anything else about Spaceballs 2 or anything Netflix you wanted to highlight?
Yeah, I caught a movie last night, The Phoenician Scheme.
Okay.
the newest Wes Anderson movie.
Yes, I've heard. All right, let me just say, I've heard it's one of his better movies. Do you agree?
No. I love all of his movies. I think they're so pleasant to watch. But to call this one of the better ones, I think is a bit of a stretch when you have Tenenbaums, Moonrise Kingdom, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Budapest Hotel. Yeah. It just doesn't reach those.
I rewatched Isle of Dogs the other night, and it's much better the second time I watched it. Still, it's not great in terms of the story.
It's still his worst movie.
But the way he makes it, if you've seen some behind the scenes of Isle of Dogs, it was trending on social media. It is really cool, the whole stop motion of how he created everything about that. It's pretty darn cool. Fantastic Fox, similar, way better movie in my mind. Right. I didn't like the Asteroid City. My favorite is the Life Aquatic. A lot of people don't love that movie, but I think
Steve Zusi. That's it.
The Life Aquatic. Yes, and he's got his son on board with him. But the one that sticks with me is Grand Budapest Hotel. I think that might be his best complete movie in terms of like start to finish, the acting, the story. It's one of the most incredible stories about a kid that was like a kind of like a busboy, right? What would you call him at the hotel?
That's
he was like an intern, right? And he became the owner of the Grand Budapest Hotel. So that one is one of my favorites. So that was an impromptu Netflix here, but you know how we like to close the show with Game Day, spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
All right, Biff, I feel bad for leaving you out of the Netflix topic there. It was impromptu. It was quick. But you're on the clock here. NBA Finals tonight. Who you got?
Yeah, I got to stick with the Thunder. I have to. I can't be listen, this is my first radio take. I got to stay with them. I believe in them. Shea needs to come out strong today. I'm excited.
Why do you believe in them?
Exactly what you said. If there's one team to do it, it's the 68-win Thunder. They have experience. I trust in the MVP. And like you said, they've been dominating.
How many shot
every
attempts
game.
Do you want from SGA? What are you looking at?
Listen, this is I don't care how many shot attempts, but you can't go 14 for 30. You know what I mean? And then if you go, you take 30 shots, I want you to make it, you know, 20 or above, right? You know,
at least 15.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to shoot 50%.
I mean, good Lord. But yeah, I trust the MVP.
Yeah, look, I'm not even going to look at the shot attempts. I'm going to look at the 6 turnovers. If he has less than 5, I think the Thunder will be in it. But the Thunder are going to need to put the Pacers to bed.
Yes.
They're going to have to, you know, break this out into a double-digit lead, because you give the Pacers a chance at home, they will come back and make you pay. Biff, great job interning this week. Looking forward to more this summer.
Sir.
Stub on the ones and twos. Grant Polson, Danny Ruye drive you home here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.